I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And my phone was making dingly noises. Dingle? Anyway, my voice is still a little rough. It sounds like I'm doing the old man voice, but I don't really have to do the old man voice. It's just the way I sound. That's annoying. But anyway, what are you going to do? However, I've already told you about the amazing, cosmic, wonderful, cool microphone, which is picking up my kind of raw voice in the way that it is. But I now have a new camera that I'm pointing at. And see, my fingers don't look like they're gigantic as much. Yes, the new camera is a Canon EOS Rebel T3i. Dude, that's a lot to say. But it is an awesome camera. It's just beyond awesome. So anyway, you can now see more of the detail of my beard than perhaps you ever wanted to. How cool is that? Now the telephone's ringing. What is up with all this? They'll just have to deal because I'm shooting a show. Yeesh. Anyway, it's been a rough... It'll eventually go to phone mail. Okay? It's been a rough couple of days. That's why the show's running so late. But at least I got the new camera, and my hair is all wonky, but that's okay. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Whoa, this is a rough show. I'm sorry. I'm just not feeling very good. I actually went into work today. This is Monday as I record this. That's how late we're running. I went into work today, and they took one look at me and went, "What are you doing here? Go home." And then they changed their mind and said, "No, go to the clinic." And because I work in a hospital, they have an employee clinic. They said, "Go to the clinic and get them to check you out." I don't like going to doctors. You say, "Yeah, but Dr. Bill, you are a doctor. Different kind." Not a medical doctor, okay? But anyway, I have one doctorate in natural health, which is cool. You know, that's close to, you know, MD, but it's not. It's an ND. And then I have a PhD in theology. So neither one of those count when it comes to medical doctoring. But anyway, so I went. And they took my blood pressure. And they poked and they prodded. And they listened to me and they listened to my chest and went, "Dude, your chest sounds all rattly." I went, "Yeah, well." They say, "Do you have any shortness of breath?" I said, "Yes." They said, "Okay, here's what you do. You take this drug, you take this other drug, and you go home." And they said, but they said I didn't have a fever, so that was good. I'm not contagious, which is good. They said, as long as I don't cough on all over everybody. So it's a good thing you've got your virtual seat, lest I cough on you. Fred is virtual, so he's safe. Okay? Anyway, so let's talk about the news, such as it is, since I've been kind of down of late. Microsoft is changing its drive, cloud drive, from the term SkyDrive to OneDrive. Now you might say, "Well, that's all well and good. Why did they change the name?" Well, because, of course, legal reasons. There was a company that had a SkyDrive, and they went, "Microsoft, you can't steal our name," and they sued Microsoft. Now, it's amazing enough that they actually went to the trouble to sue Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft's the big dog, you know what I'm saying? But they won! How cool is that? I mean, the fact that Microsoft, you know, that they challenged Microsoft and won, I'm good with that. Anyway, Oh, look, my battery light is blinking. That means the camera may shut down here in a minute. What else could go wrong? I need more batteries. Okay. This is really crazy. So, next item, quickly. Google leverages open source to allow developers to port Chrome apps so that Chrome apps can be used elsewhere. You know, the Chrome apps like on a Chromebook. Well, they're going to be able to make them where they're portable to Android and to iOS. How cool is that? And then, I know this is a short netcast, but my battery's about to die. Anyway, I'm getting a power source in, hopefully in the next few days, that will alleviate this whole problem. I'll be able to plug it into the wall, so hang in there for that. Anyway, the geek software of the week, thank you, Fred's like, I gotta hurry and get it in there. Yes, you did. Geek software of the week is the best geek software of the week ever. I'm shouting and it's not helping my throat. Bitdefender free antivirus. This is the coolest free geek software of the week ever. I have converted all my computers over to Bitdefender antivirus. It's better than all the other free antiviri programs. And it's awesome. And it's unbreachable security, zero question configuration. You just install it. You don't have to tell it anything. Lightest. It's the lightest antivirus, which means it doesn't interfere with your computer, better than anybody else's. Dude. And it doesn't have nagging commercials like some of those free ones do that keep saying, buy me, please buy me. No, if you want free, you get free. If you want pro, you buy pro. But that's it. That's so cool. And I...
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.